for Facebook, and it's out there in the news as well. But for folks who might be interested, that's going to be a big event out at the park this weekend.
All right. So definitely, if you are into a little rowing, this might be a fun adventure. I mean, we got a lot of things going on in the area this weekend. They're going to bring a whole lot of visitors into the Sauk County area. So that's just one of the many. So what else do we have on this calendar of events?
All right. Well, our busy weekend starts tonight. Mm-hmm. The Campus and Community Choir is going to present a concert called Songs of the Americas. That's going to take place at the Al Ringling Theater at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Admission, $5.
All right. And you can go over to the website if you want to get your tickets in advance. And alringling.org is where you just need to go. Now, that kind of leads into everything starting tomorrow and bright and early tomorrow morning, too, right? With that Sauk County Veterans Breakfast. So let's start there and then we can work our way through everything else happening this weekend.
Yes. That's an event that's being put together by the Baraboo 21 group. They're going to honor military veterans and their families with a breakfast at the high school. That's going to be from 6:30 to 8:00. And they're going to have a little recognition ceremony as part of the breakfast as well.
That's always an awesome event. And I know it brings in a lot of people. So definitely check that out if you're a veteran or the family members of a veteran. And then, of course, we have some good food to talk about, some live music this weekend. So tell us about all of this.
We do. We talked about a couple of big weekend highlights already. But another one is the Baraboo Young Professionals Food Truck Rally. This is how the BYP kick off the summer. And, of course, for anyone who attended last year, it was quite the event. There's lots and lots of folks there, and they've added food trucks to accommodate the demand because they had such a great response. This takes place at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be tomorrow night starting at 5:30. Now, it isn't just the food trucks. They have live entertainment as well.
All right. So definitely make your plans to be out at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. I mean, that pretty much seems like you don't have to worry about dinner if you have all the food trucks at your disposal.
Lots of options.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a little bit of everything from every truck and you're set, and probably for the weekend too, because there's a lot of good food out there. Let's be honest. Now, what else do we have on this calendar?
All right. We've got a little more live music for you. The Mark Croft Duo is going to be performing Friday night at Balanced Rock Winery from 6 until 8:30. And then, if you're in the mood to be scared, the Haunted Downtown Walks. We want to remind people that Baraboo Tours is presenting Haunted Downtown Walks Friday nights at 7 p.m. Those tours start near their headquarters at 524 Oak Street. Coincidentally enough, for the chamber, we just did a ribbon cutting at Baraboo Tours yesterday as Shelley is celebrating the opening of her podcast studio.
I love it.
Podcast business as well. She's got many operations going on over there.
Yeah, she does. She retired from teaching after many years of being phenomenal for the Baraboo School District. And I mean, now she is like our expert ghost hunter, and she's just a phenomenal writer as well. So I love everything she's doing. And I'm telling you, if you've never taken one of her tours, whether it's the Haunted Walk tour or it's a history tour of Baraboo, well, or you do the rickshaws this summer, you're going to learn a lot. You absolutely learn a lot when you take one of her tours.
She educates and entertains.
She does. It's like she's done this stuff before, right? Like, you know, she knows how to keep us entertained. If you're a teacher for as long as she was, you got to have that ability, too. Now, as we head into Saturday, oh, my gosh, there's a lot going on. So where are we starting on Saturday?
Well, sure. We'll just mention briefly the farmer's market downtown, and then there's the Saturday market in West Baraboo as well, outside Festival Foods. Those are going to be a weekly Saturday staples. But we also have another installment of the Baraboo Bird Walk. Saturday morning. Now, that's going to take place in the morning starting at 8. It starts at Trinity Episcopal Church, but as you might imagine, they're going to make the rounds, carpooling around, looking for bird activity.
I love it. If they come out here to Goose Poop Pond, it's like jungle birds exist out here. I've never heard crazier sounds in my life. You'll see a whole lot as well. So there is that. Plus, you'll hear the wonderful sounds of the cranes in the area because we have three sets who live out here in the summertime.
Oh,
it's pretty awesome. Yeah, no, it's really awesome. What else do we have on our calendar for Saturday?
Sure. One of our nonprofit members at the chamber is called Jane's Journey Home for Dogs.
Yes.
This is essentially hospice for dogs, and they do fundraising events to support their efforts. They're having a spring event called Planting for Paws. It's going to be a vendor and craft fair, and as you might guess from the name, they're looking for some help getting their produce planted in designated plots. That takes place from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So that's a great organization that can be a challenging cause to raise money for, but certainly worthy. It's located out just south of town on Highway W.
I'm telling you, if you want some of the best photos and some of the most heartwarming stories and you're an animal lover, you just got to follow their Facebook page. You get both of them all the time, and it's just awesome to see the care that they give some of those elderly dogs or the dogs that they know are going to be harder to place because of age or illnesses. So definitely check them out. Now, we've got some other things happening on this calendar, so what else do we want to talk about?
Sure, let's do a rundown with a theme of music and wine. So
right.
Saturday afternoon, we have Richardson Acoustic performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 until 4:30. Then we have Gary Frisch and Loose Gravel. They're going to be at Balanced Rock Winery from 4 until 6:30 Saturday. And we'll keep it rolling. The Friends of Devil's Lake have an event going on. This isn't the wine exactly, but they're going to have the Hazy IPA release party.
Ooh, super That's,
fun. Starts at 4:30. That's going to be at Tumbled Rock Brewery.
All right, so you can check that out. And then do we want to mention the 90s trivia
at
Konamichi,
do.
Too?
Who
oh, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Dig some 90s trivia. Konamichi is going to present this trivia with Jesse from 7 until 9 at Konamichi downtown Saturday.
All right, so lots of options there on Saturday. And then we're not done, though, because we have to we've got to take a look at Sunday. And there's a couple events that we can do on Sunday as well. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're going to keep this theme rolling of games and music and adult beverages. Fat Squirrel Lounge hosts bingo every Sunday from 1 until 3. Also going on Sunday afternoon, we're going to have some more live music for you. Balanced Rock Winery is going to be hosting Never Odd or Even from 2 until 4:30.
Oh, my goodness. So it is really a chock-full calendar. And then, of course, you and I won't talk again until next Thursday as we're getting ready for Memorial Day. The calendar equally is full. But do want to remind everybody that you mentioned Farmers Market, and that is opening. That is running 2 days a week now. So not only can you catch it on Saturdays,
right,
but you're going to be able to catch it the following Wednesday, again, from 8 until 12:30 in downtown Baraboo. So lots of opportunities to get out and about and do some really fun things. And, of course, if people really want to take a look at some of the things that we've talked about, if they want to get more detail, maybe they want to do a little event planning for the later summer weeks coming up, where can they go to get all of that information?
Yeah, you can get the full calendar at baraboo.com. And as we already discussed too, don't forget those events that we sort of take for granted, that we for example, the Big Top shows, you know, we don't put those on the calendar because it's every day and it would load up the calendar. But yeah, that's going to be twice a day for the rest of the summer. And of course, we should also maybe next week we should talk about Mid-Continent Railway Museum.
Yes.
They've started their rides for the season, and those are going to be available pretty regularly once we hit Memorial Day.
All right, so definitely check it out. There's a lot going on. Things are starting to really get going in Baraboo for this time of year. So it's always a fun time. We always have a good time here, but it seems like we get a little extra excited during the summer months and plan even more. So it's really awesome. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it, and we will talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Ben Brobley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, if you want more information about any of the events that we just talked about, if you want to check out events coming up over the next few weeks, baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian troops pressing toward Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. ABC's James Logman in the city speaking exclusively with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he was at a hospital presenting awards to Kharkiv's defenders.
For me, it's very important to support them, to come and to say that we recognize their bravery. Not too much in the world, people who are ready to give their life for the life of others.
The Justice Department this morning has informed House Republicans that President Biden has formally asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The DOJ says that effectively shields Attorney General Garland from any criminal exposure or contempt of Congress, stemming from Republicans' investigation of Biden's storage of classified documents. And President Biden will meet with Donald Trump on the debate stage. Two debates have now been scheduled. The first will be as soon as next month. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people were injured, with one suffering critical injuries after the motorcycle they were riding crashed into a deer over the weekend in Sauk County. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the motorcycle was heading eastbound on County Highway V south of Churchill Road. That's when a deer walked onto the road. The motorcycle hit the deer, rolled, and slid to the edge of the road. Both the driver and passenger were separated in the crash. The crash happened around 12:10 p.m. in the town of Winfield. Both individuals were provided medical care at the scene before being taken to the hospital. According to the sheriff's office, an ambulance took the driver to the hospital while a med flight transported the passenger. The 67-year-old driver of the motorcycle suffered serious injuries, and the 62-year-old passenger suffered critical injuries. Both individuals are from Hillsboro. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high right around 73. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Saturday, sunshine with afternoon thunderstorms at a high near 82. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
It's 8:11 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, you know, we talked a little bit about Nirvana being on a list for a top song, according to Rolling Stone. We talked about one of their band members having a birthday today. And if we have any excuse to play Smells Like Teen Spirit, well, we're going to take it here at Max FM. It's Nirvana. 99.7 Max FM, Friday Eve. We're just trying to get in the mood for the weekend.
Yeah.
hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:16 right now. Some Nirvana to start your morning, Finn. There you go.
That'll do it.
I mean, you know, who doesn't love Nirvana to start the day? You know, it's funny because Dexter, as we've talked about, he's a huge, huge Nirvana fan. That song right there, not his favorite Nirvana song. He's like, it was one that was a little overrated. And I'm like, wow, harsh, dude. And he's like, but he's like, I respect it because it brought him to the forefront of music. He's like, without Teen Spirit, would they have become like the band that everybody knew? And I was like, well, that's a good point. So he'll always listen to it in appreciation. Heart-Shaped Box, though, by Nirvana is still his favorite.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, it's a great
smells
song.
Like Teen Spirit, though. Game changer. I mean, I remember
it
when it was released in the early 90s, all of those hair bands, bye-bye. They went by the side of the road because rock and roll
when grunge.
Grunge was a thing. Really took off. Yeah.
Grunge was a thing from there on out. So he appreciates it for what it is, but he's like, Kurt Cobain wrote better stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a Kurt Cobain expert at this point, you know? So if I ever need anything, I mean, he knows everything about the dude. He's watched documentaries now. I mean, he's just fascinated by Kurt Cobain. And he always goes back to the whole thing. I wish somebody would have like helped him more. Like why? He goes, I get Courtney Love. She kind of stood in the way, but he's like, somebody should have like done more because he's like, you could feel it. You could see it in him that he needed help. So,
well, they tried to stage an intervention,
but she wouldn't allow it to happen.
I'm kind of surprised that Dexter wouldn't be following Dave Grohl a little bit more because
he is a maniac
on drums. Actually,
he loves Dave Grohl. He loves Dave Grohl as an instrumentalist. He loves Dave Grohl's abilities. Foo Fighters, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I like him, but he's like, I just feel like Dave Grohl was more in his element in Nirvana. And so he's like, but he's like, I get it. He goes, I understand. And he's got a few Foo Fighter songs that he just gravitates toward, but not necessarily his favorite. He's like, I just feel like Dave Grohl was grittier with Nirvana.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and that's kind of where he goes back to. I was like, well, he also grew up a little bit. He's got kids now, you know, and he's a dad. So, you know, he kind of lose a little of that grittiness sometimes. But he liked Dave Grohl's grittiness in his younger days, playing drums for Nirvana versus everything he kind of does in Foo Fighters now. But he's a fan, so if you're a Foo Fighters fan, he's not knocking him.
If you ever get a chance to read Dave Grohl's book, Storyteller, it's a easy read, and
it's really just good.
Very entertaining. Yeah,
I've heard it's really good. And I think, you know, Dexter loves all those types of books. He loves, you know, like the true books based on people's careers and lives and stuff like that. And so I know he's read a few different things. That's why he knows so much about Kurt Cobain, because he's actually read books about Kurt Cobain. He's read interviews that he did way back in the 90s and all of that kind of stuff. He's watched him in interviews. And I've said it before here on the morning show, one of his favorite shows of all time that he didn't even know existed until his very uncool mom told him about it was MTV's Unplugged. That version that Nirvana did was just insane. It was insanely amazing. And you realize the amount of talent, not only that this entire band had, but just how much talent Kurt Cobain had, right? Like you realize it when you watch him, and you see that in artists when there's no instruments to back them up, right? When there's not tracks and there's not things happening in studios, when they have to just get up there on a stage and be raw and pure, you get to see how good these artists actually are. And Kurt Cobain was one of those really good ones. So Dexter's dove into all of that, but he does appreciate Teen Spirit. He just believes that there was better stuff by Nirvana. So there you go. His official, unofficial opinion. But he'll give it to you no matter what you want, or what you think. So there you have it. Now, by the way, as long as we're talking so much about Nirvana, you brought up that Rolling Stones top 500 best songs of all time list. And I went through this list this morning. There's some interesting choices on here, for sure. Kind of spreads the gamut, you know, depending on what you're looking for as far as music. So check out the entire 500 list if you're a music fan. But I do have the top 10 in front of me right here, Finn. So let's work our way down, all right?
I haven't made it there, so you're
all right. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to spoiler alert you.
No,
spoiler.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Fine.
All right. Yeah. So number 10 on the list is Outkast's Hey Ya. Okay. I mean, I get it. Funk, pop, rap, rock. There was a whole lot spun into that song.
Remember, 500 greatest songs of all time. Okay.
And I'm an Andre 3000 fan. I just don't know if I'd put that in the top 10. Most of these, I'm not sure.
But yeah.
I love Hey Ya. It's a great song. Again, yeah. I don't know if it's a top 10 song. Does it make the 500 list? Probably. Number 9 on the list is Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, of course, from 1977, written by Stevie Nicks. Okay, sure. It kind of depends on how big of a Fleetwood Mac song I think you are. I mean, you had the drum patterns, you had all of that kind of stuff. In there, you had when she was actually able to you know copacetically work with the band, and,
or with Lindsey Buckingham. Yeah,
in specific, I was trying to leave him out of it, but specifically, yes.
I'm like Dexter on that one. I would say that there are other Fleetwood Mac songs that are better, but it's not a bad song. But yeah,
it's not horrible. But yes, I agree. Number 8 on the list. This is an interesting one. It was written by Missy Elliott and Timbaland, and it's actually Missy Elliott's "Get Your Freak On" from 2001.
Okay.
This is the number 8 best song of all time, according to Rolling Stone. And according to what I'm reading here, the reason they gave her the number 8 slot is because she went ahead and disobeyed all of the rules for female stars at the time. And I would agree with that. Missy Elliott was definitely a rule breaker as far as getting into music and all of that good stuff. So I get that. Is it the number 8 best all-time song? I would argue. Number 7 on the list is The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever. Now, I know you're a huge Beatles fan, so I want your take on this one. What do you think? Is that the number 7 worthy song to you with The Beatles?
This is oddly so specific as far as the Beatles are concerned.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
okay, good.
I love Strawberry Fields Forever, and I think it's definitely, it should be in the 500 greatest songs of all time. But here's the thing. Some people say it's, you know, a subjective or objective thing. Okay, but my thing is that when I would love to put on a whole bunch of more recent modern songs, okay?
Yep.
That I'm cool with that. But we are talking about the greatest songs of all time.
Yes.
So obviously, I mean,
right.
Is Beethoven or Mozart going to be on this list? Probably not. Okay.
No.
But we're talking of all time.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the Beatles, as there are many people that don't care for the Beatles. I don't understand it. They, you know, but they're not into the Beatles. They think they're overrated.
Right.
I would definitely put Strawberry Fields Forever on the list. Number 7. I don't know. I mean, that's a really specific one as far as the Beatles.
Right.
I love Eleanor Rigby, I think is
a great
Beatles song.
It's one of my favorites.
And I would put that in the top 10, but you know, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't even know if I were coming up with a list of the greatest songs of all time. I'm not sure if I could come up with all of those songs because, you know, I mean, it can vary from day to day. One day you love this song and you're like, oh, this is the greatest song of all time.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, I mean, well, so
now,
yeah.
For anybody wondering why the Beatles number 7 came in on the list, first of all, it's the flip side to Penny Lane, in case anybody's wondering.
A double A, actually, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go, yep. But this one is interesting because this was Lennon's, this was his painful memories about his childhood. And you know this, I mean, you know about the Beatles. But for anybody who doesn't, that's what Strawberry Fields Forever is about. It's basically him laying out these very painful child memories, but in a way, that becomes like this very, very much an invitation because doesn't it feel like a glorious place you want to go visit when you listen to the song at first until you actually start listening to the lyrics? And it's because of the way they disguise his pain and his memories into this pleasantry.
Right.
That they put it at number 7 on the list. So,
well, see, and that's the flip side.
Why that's
Penny Lane is the exact opposite. Penny Lane is nostalgia about that area they grew up in. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then at number six on the list, I don't know. This is a pretty good one. Maybe this is my oldies background talking, but Marvin Gaye's What's Going On from 1971.
Oh, for sure.
No, that's a great song. And I definitely agree that that should be in the top 10. That's an amazing song. He was laying out things that were going on in the world and really just laying out what was on his mind, right? And he was saying things musically that I think a lot of people were thinking, especially because this was a song written in 1971. So that that makes total sense to me.
What number was that? Was that number six?
That was number six. Yep.
Okay.
And then we mentioned Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit from 1991. That came in at number five, written by Kurt Cobain. And then number four on the list. Oh boy.
Don't say it's the Pina Colada
anytime
song.
You put this. It is not. It is not. But for me, it's equally as bad. It's Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, coming in at number four from 1965. All I can do is sigh at this one because Bob Dylan, I get he changed music, but he just is not one of my favorite artists. And I don't want to, you know, say that against anybody who's a huge Bob Dylan fan. I don't know people who are like, oh my gosh, he's just the best though. I've never met any of those people. So if you're out there, good for you. But, you know, he was kind of the folksy guy. He kind of mumbled his way through songs. He didn't have the best singing voice. And for the life of me, I will never understand why people were enthralled with Bob Dylan. Maybe it was the messaging he was putting out.
I think so. At that time, it's definitely a song of its time, and you know that was right in the middle of the protest era. And so, yeah, I think it speaks for its time. Definitely, it's I mean, I'm not a huge Dylan fan either, and I know what you're saying about his voice, but he got the message across for sure. Not so much.
But he spoke to a generation. He did. He spoke to a generation. Yeah. That I can appreciate about Dylan. He did speak to and for a generation that really felt like they were being unheard. So I can appreciate that about Dylan. Anybody else, I would probably be more of a fan. There's something about Bob Dylan that I cannot like. And then number three on the list is Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Again, kind of written in the same time span as we're talking about Marvin Gaye. We're talking about Bob Dylan. This was written in 1964. Same kind of thing. I mean, just sitting here watching the world kind of blow up and the protests, and you had the war and you had the hippie age, and he was putting it all out musically, he was put at number three on the list. And honestly, it is one of my favorite songs. It's one of my top ones on my oldies playlist. The Change Is Gonna Come,
great song.
I do like that one. And then number two on the list, I'll go with this. This is Public Enemies, Fight the Power, at number two on the list from 1989. That is the number two best song of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Now, do I like Public Enemy Fight the Power? Sure. I love Public Enemy Fight the Power.
A little high on the
list,
though.
This is another one of the songs that I would not maybe put in the top 10, but
agreed.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little high, but I understand again why people were. It was a very. I mean, if you notice the theme with most of these songs, it was a very tumultuous time in our nation's history, and really, this is how the artists got their voice out. Right, 1989. We were going through a lot of changes in this country, and so obviously, Chuck D felt the need to put that into song. So that's where you get Fight the Power.
This
but again,
up,
a little high for me, but it's a good song.
This brings up a good point, though, because like the Dylan song. All right, the message is all there, but far as a song goes, as far as crafting a song goes, and actual songwriting, is it? I mean, I know I'm playing devil's advocate here,
no,
but
no,
I understand
what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why, to me, if you're going to put it on the list for, you know, changing things, especially for the genre that it was in and things like that, it's not a top 10. It definitely probably makes the list, maybe closer in the 400s. It's definitely not in the top 10 for me, but it's a good song. I mean,
if we had a list of the greatest protest songs of all time.
Right, it would be right there. It'd be right there, for sure. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I'd also have For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield on there,
Exactly.
So there's that.
It's huge. Yeah.
Now, this is one that I did not see because we're at the number one song and I did not see this one coming at all. I was actually kind of baffled and surprised by this one. It's a great song. It's an old song. But I was surprised that this was named the number one song of all time by Rolling Stone. It's Aretha It's Aretha Franklin's Respect is the number one song of all time, according to Rolling Stone. So again, that one baffles me a little bit because you have a lot of things to choose from. To me, it's just maybe it's the longevity of it. I mean, there are people, Gen Zers, who even know this song, right? There are Gen Zers who still use Respect or some version of it in their Tiki Tac videos and things like that. So maybe it's the longevity that they're looking at. I don't really know. I mean, I get she's the queen of soul. To me, it was not some of her, I don't say this disrespectfully because she was the queen of soul and Aretha Franklin was amazing, right? She had these pipes that you couldn't beat. She started out in church choirs. It's not her most soulful song, and it's not her best song, I don't think, personally, of her library and her catalog, at least with what her voice was capable of doing. So maybe they were looking at something completely different. I don't know, but it's not my favorite.
I love the Queen of Soul.
I love the Queen of Soul.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd put it at number one. I really don't, but.
Yeah, I don't know if it's number one. And the reason they did, as I'm scanning here, is because they say it not only catalyzed rock and roll, but it brought together her the gospel side of her and blues. And they say it created, this is their quote from the magazine, it created the model for soul music that artists still look to today. So they say the song's unapologetic demands resonated powerfully with the civil rights movement. The emergent feminist revolution, fitting for an artist who donated to the Black Panther Party and sang at the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr. That's a quote from Rolling Stone as to why they put Respect at number one. And so, again, it comes down to really, I think, the era that it was put out and things that were happening in the world, which I think is an interesting, I think it's an interesting way to group your top 10 because they all have kind of a theme to them. I mean, they were very much about world events, and I think that's interesting. So
with this list, I think that Rolling Stone got closer to where they needed to be in the top 10, but elsewhere on the list, again, I'm going to say I would love to put more modern day artists on there, and I understand I'm the cranky old guy. I get it. Okay.
Sure.
But Bad Bunny and The Weeknd, I mean, they're hovering, like, Bad Bunny's at 491. I can't remember where The Weeknd is.
Oh, 488.
And really? Of all time?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's interesting, at least as I'm going through here of the top 20, because that's what I've got in front of me right now. I mean, the newest one you have is Robin Dancing on My Own. She's at number 20. And then you have things like John Lennon's Imagine at 19. You have Purple Rain at number 18. Bohemian Rhapsody at 17. The one that's interesting in this list that really sticks out like a sore thumb when you get into the top 20 is Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love from 2003.
Oh, man.
Okay. I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles at 15. The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, which is a completely underrated and really great song.
It is
that
great
comes
song.
In at number 14. Yeah. And then Gimme Shelter by the Stones at number 13. And then you have Stevie Wonder, Superstition, another great song at 12, and then God Only Knows by the Beach Boys at number 11. So it's an interesting top 20.
13, 12, and 11, I can totally agree with. Those Superstition, Gimme Shelter, and God Only Knows, those are definitely some of the greatest songs
time. Those are a great song. Absolutely. So if you want a good read and you want to beef up your playlist or not, or you want to agree to disagree with somebody, check out the Rolling Stones list. You can do just a really quick Google search of it. It's going to come up really fast and you can go through the entire 500 because let's face it, it's almost a weekend and that is much more entertaining than anything you have happening at your work desk right now anyway. So there you go. We're a bad influence, but that's all right because sometimes you got to have the music in the world. Now we're going to have more birthday music, by the way, too. too. I've got some Janet Jackson coming up. We're going to play some cool addition, or some new addition, I should say. I'm just blowing out the playlist this morning for something like Black Cat by Janet Jackson.
Oh,
so there
yeah.
you go. Right? But if it's her birthday and I have a reason to play it, we're totally, totally playing Black Cat. Taking a look at the forecast, though, right now, mix of sun and clouds today. We have a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. 73 for a high today. Some sprinkles falling right now at Goose Poop Pond. 51 tonight, then sunny and 80 tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous as we look ahead to Saturday. Sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. 82 for a high. Right now, it's 56. The morning show here on Max FM, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Baraboo's favorite. 99.7 Max FM.
8:37 right now, celebrating Janet Jackson's 58th birthday today. Here is Black Cat on Max FM.
Thank you.
Janet Jackson, there is Black Cat, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That is a good song. Now, I have to be quite honest. I am very partial to anything from the Rhythm Nation album. That was the album for me when I got that on cassette. My aunt and uncle gave it to me 1 year for Christmas. That is the album for me that basically changed how I viewed music, how I listened to music, and how I saw it could actually be. It was her Rhythm Nation album, and it was absolutely insanely awesome from start to finish, and it will always forever be one of my favorites. So I'm a little partial to anything that comes off Rhythm Nation, including Black Cat. I mean, anytime you have Slash playing guitar, come on now. Yeah. It's a good day when Slash is up there with a guitar. So I will always be partial to Rhythm Nation, though.
Janet Jackson out on tour. She's going to be at the XL Energy Center on June 18th, which just happens to be Paul McCartney's birthday. And then on June 19th, she's going to be at the United Center in Chicago. Are you going to any of those dates?
We are not. We are not going.
I'm surprised
by that. We talked about it a little bit. I think we're still kind of aiming for making a trip to, because we just had this conversation last night when Corey got home. He wants to take a little vacation / break when he gets done with a few of these studio builds. I think he's entitled, right? So we're kind of looking at maybe doing a smaller trip, but we would still really love to aim to go to Red Rocks this summer and see Ratliff or Heart or some, or maybe both, or whatever we choose to do. So, you know, I got to save a little money for both of those things because there's a little travel involved with that one. So we're gonna wait it out, because, and plus,
You've seen Janet before, right? We have.
That was the other thing too. We were like, we've seen Janet, as much as we loved the show, because we didn't sit for more than 2 seconds through that whole show. It was just that good. You know, we've seen her. We've had that experience before, and we could see her multiple times, but Red Rocks is really just a bucket list for me. So if we can save some money and make it out that direction, I would much rather do that. Gotcha. Even though I love Janet, and it's very hard to pass it up. It's very hard to say no to Janet. Now, speaking of vacation, so if you're somebody who's, you know, maybe going on a vacation this summer, Finn, let's ask, are you going on a vacation or are you planning just some sort of trip? 80% of us agree that there is definitely a difference between that full out vacation or just a trip somewhere. The most common definition people gave for a vacation was traveling to relax, while a trip involves traveling for a purpose or an event. So heading to Cancun, for instance, you know, would be some sort of vacation. If you're going to a wedding, then a lot of people consider that to be just a trip. Now, we haven't taken like an actual vacation since last year, because everywhere we have traveled, well, since like Christmas when we went to New York, right? So last year, everywhere we have traveled within the last few months has been for a specific purpose. So there hasn't been a lot of relaxing. We've had fun along the way, don't get me wrong, but there hasn't been a lot of relaxing or downtime or anything like that, because it's been for a specific purpose. So I think Corey and I are ready for like our actual own vacation. And let's face it, even when you go with teenagers, it's still not always as relaxing as when you're just by yourself, right? I mean, you know, you got to keep them entertained. There's got to be places to go.
Sometimes when you just go with another person, it's not the same thing.
Right, exactly, exactly. I don't know if Corey's into his and her vacations, though, quite yet. So here are the top signs that you're on a vacation and not just a trip. Number one is that you're traveling to relax, right? That makes total sense. You don't have anything on an agenda. You don't have anything planned. You are just traveling to travel and just really decompress a little bit. Number two, you're spending at least 4 days away from home. So that also is a distinction between the two. You're completely disconnecting from work. That's also very important. It's a trek, so you're not just going somewhere nearby. And number five on this list is that you're breaking out of a normal routine in order to do this and not staying with what you currently do. So that all makes sense. Now, our trips over the last few months have been a trek, but they've been a ways away. But you know, when you've got things on an agenda, it's really hard to just call it a vacation and sit back and relax a little bit. It's fun, and you do a lot of cool stuff along the way, but you know,
it's not exactly relaxing.
You're there for a specific purpose, right? And when you only have a couple of days, you're trying to cram in as much as you can of the event plus some other fun stuff, and it's not as fun. Now, when we went to Dallas in February for the Chaser Convention, we never left the motel. We literally never left the motel. We had things DoorDashed in. We had things Ubered in. I take that back. We left one time to go have a meal, and that was for 1 hour. 1 hour is what we left for. Otherwise, we were at the hotel the entire time, talking about Storm Chaser. racing. So yeah, that wasn't very much.
Not exactly a vacation.
No, it really, really wasn't. So, now what about you guys? I know you just got back from Ireland. So a vacation for you and the boys. Anything on the agenda with Chris and Phoenix though for the summer as things start to wrap up? And I know you're busy with Shakespeare though, so it's going to be a little difficult.
It's going to be a while. Yeah. And then, you know, you've got to save up for it because, you know, Ireland wasn't exactly cheap. But
anytime you travel, it's not cheap.
Yeah, we're talking about things. I mean, Phoenix, he has places he wants to go, and we're kind of trying to figure that out. We're thinking about maybe in the spring of next year going back to Montreal a few days. But nothing really. I mean, we're talking about it. We're talking about places that we would like to go, that we would like to go on
vacation. Sometimes that feels like the biggest first step is actually talking about it and pinpointing an area that you want to go. Because if you're like us, we very rarely agree, or we're like, ooh, we should go here. Ooh, we should go here. Now, we're talking about going on a vacation and Dexter would like to go with us. So we've talked about, because you know my husband doesn't like to be hot. Remember yesterday I told you the first thing he was going to say when he walked in the house is we need to turn on the air conditioner.
Did he do
First thing out of his mouth, he's like, it's a little stuffy in here. I think I should probably get the air going tomorrow. I'm like, it's 54 degrees outside right now. How are you stuffy? So that's on his agenda later today because it's going to be 80 tomorrow. And that's getting a little hot. Yeah, it's getting a little hot for him. So obviously this time of year, if we talk about going on any sort of trip, it really takes down the amount of places you can go. So we're kind of secluded to, not that it's a bad part to be secluded to, but to like the northwestern part of the country, because that's still, according to my husband, a decent temperature.
See, now that's one of the things we've talked about too, is going out towards Seattle or, you know, that area. And I think that would be nice. It would be nice.
Yeah. We've talked about that. We've also talked about if Dexter's going with us, maybe doing another trip into the San Francisco area, because I think Dexter would just really, really love that area. So maybe taking him with us to San Francisco, because we feel like as much awesome stuff as we did, there was probably a lot of stuff that we also missed, or we'd like to go back and spend more time doing after being there once, you know, and you kind of get the lay of the land. So we've talked about that as well. So we'll see. We'll see where we end up. But so plan accordingly. Save up the money, because you always want to have a good time on those trips, and you know, make sure it's an actual vacation, because we all deserve a few days of rest and relaxation. Coming up, a detailed look at the forecast. It looks like we're going to have this mix of sun and clouds today. Chance for some scattered thunderstorms as well. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 80. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Reedsburg was hosting Baraboo last night in softball. Thunderbirds took the early lead as Stelakoniak was able to single to score a run, but then Reedsburg fought right back, scoring two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'd continue to add to it and ultimately take the 4-2 victory over the Thunderbirds. Also yesterday was the Badger Small Conference Championship for boys golf at Wild Rock Golf Course in Wisconsin Dells. The Thunderbirds finished just 6 strokes behind Stoughton for the top spot. The Vikings finished with a round of 328, Baraboo at 334, Sauk Prairie 3 strokes back from the T-Birds at 337. It was then McFarland in fourth, Edgewood, Mount Horeb, Reedsburg, and Portage rounded it out for the conference event. Sam Jortland from Stoughton was the top finishing golfer with a round of 75. The senior was then followed by freshman from Baraboo, Jack Brinker. He had a round of 79. Senior T-Bird Tyler Poker with an 81. Sauk Prairie was led by Garrett Middlestad, finished with a round of 82. Same score for sophomore Brecken Johnson of Reedsburg. And then for Baraboo was Finley Scanlon with an 84 and John Moon finishing it out with 90 for the team. Today for baseball, the Baraboo Thunderbirds are going to be welcoming Stoughton to Mary Roundtree Evans Field. 5 o'clock is the first pitch for it. You also have the softball team traveling to Poinette. That's going to be a 5:30 start time. And soccer is going to be taking on Sauk Prairie at home. 6 o'clock is when it gets underway. Reedsburg this evening. Baseball is going to be at McFarland. And soccer is going to be hosting Boston. For the Sauk Prairie Eagles, they're actually already starting regional play for the WIA tournament for softball. The team will be hosting Sparta for that event. Get started at 5 o'clock. And then, as mentioned, soccer will be at Baraboo. Lacrosse will be hosting Sun Prairie East. Baseball for the Eagles also at 5 o'clock will welcome Edgewood. Portage Baseball is going to host Mount Horeb, and softball will head to Westfield. Boston Celtics are heading to another Eastern Conference Finals after they got a 113-98 win over the Cavs last night. Mavericks go on the road and come away with a 104-92 win over the Thunder to take a 3-2 series lead in that one. And then, of course, the winner of that series will take on the winner between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Minnesota will look to stave off elimination tonight as they're behind 3-2 to Denver. And then tomorrow it's going to be the Knicks and the Pacers. New York leads that one 3-2. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high right around 73. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Saturday, sunshine with afternoon thunderstorms at a high near 82. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
It's 8:55 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Just getting ready for another weekend at this point with some new edition. It's Cool It Now on 99.7 Max FM.
with her mind. She feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Cool it down.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM celebrating Ralph Tresvant's 56th birthday. Of course, the lead singer of New Edition. They were like 12 years old in that song.
Right.
It's absolutely insane. They haven't even like hit a bass in their voice yet. They're so young, which is absolutely crazy.
Are there a few cracks in there? Like
there's
the
a
whole,
few. Yeah, like Peter Brady from way back in the day. If you remember that episode where they made an entire album just based on him, you know, changing and growing up, which was very strange. I still find that to be one of the weirdest, most strange episodes of TV I've ever seen in my entire life. It was so weird. But yes, 56 years old for him today. And let's just say that the members of that band, that boy band, because they were essentially one of the very first boy bands we ever knew of in this world, not quite the same guys they were way back in the day. I mean, no. You watch
Well,
Bobby
they've
Brown.
Reached ARP age now.
Yes,
so.
This is true. You watch Bobby Brown try to, you know, shake his groove thing and do some